the needs across the state are tremendous. Not only, and you know, we all know here that we need new ferries for the ferry system, but the roads in Anchorage, the second day we went and got on a bus and went all over the south central area of the state, and you know, for the safety issues alone, just mandate, we've got to spend a bunch of money on this state just on transportation issues, and we don't have the money.
As chair of the Transportation Committee in the session, are you expecting to have more influence, do you think, on the possibility of a new ferry for Southeast Alaska?
I certainly hope so. We're definitely looking at it. The governor's bouncing it around. I tried to get a meeting with him in Anchorage when I was there this week and was unable to, and he realized that we couldn't connect. He called me on the phone, and we talked, and he's in the middle of doing his budget, and he didn't give me any indications of anything, but it's just good to know that he really cares enough to kind of keep tabs on what's going on across the state.
Is that a change from the previous governor?
Absolutely.
How do you feel about working with the Parnell administration at this point? Are you definitely feeling like there's more communication with legislators?
I absolutely. I mean, everybody is just ecstatic because that was really tough. I think it was the first time that the state has had a governor that never was in the legislature. So that communication route kind of just was non-existent almost. And every once in a while it would spring up and it would kind of connect and then it would just disappear again, you know. So I was real pleased to get the telephone call from him the other day.
Why did you switch to transportation from health and human services and education?
two reasons, because of my standing in Southeast Alaska, and I wanted to be able to do more than what's been done with transportation, and I thought in order to have that happen, I had to get involved as the chairman of transportation. And so I went from human services to transportation for that reason, because I thought I could help Southeast Alaska more.
Another issue you're probably going to be dealing with is the proposed road and power line to Cake, and lots of controversy over the proposed road. Generally, people are supportive of having power to Cake, but the issue is the road. Have you decided to take a stand one way or the other on that road proposal, and would you like to see something differently done than what the state is proposing?
Well, I kind of sit back and kind of watch and do whatever I can to help with funding, but until they get right down to the bottom line and make sure that the locals make their decision, till then I kind of try to step back. But this is something that's really needed to help get our power grid across Southeast Alaska.
The power line, not necessarily the road, you're saying.
Yeah, the grid in place.
Right.
And it's just that people really need to be thinking about the road for the simple reason, if we're going to do it, it's wise to do it all at the same time. It saves so much money, and we don't have any extra money right now. And so, if people change their mind later down the line, it would be much harder to get into place. So
I think the money savings would probably be a point of disagreement for a lot of different factions in the whole issue.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you're going to build a road, it's going to cost more than just building a power line. You're talking about, you feel it would save money in the long run?
Oh, my, yes, because if you did them two separate projects, huge difference.
So the question is whether or not there should be a road, and do you have a feeling one way or the other at this point?
No, I don't.
What would you say your top priorities are for the next session that you want to work on?
Well, one of the biggest things that are coming up that is something that I'm really concerned about, and that's probably something that most constituents don't even think about, but next year in 2010, is going to be the census. And so in 2010, we'll get all the numbers, and we'll probably, we assume that we're going to see falling numbers in Southeast Alaska. So that means that we will have fewer legislators in Southeast Alaska. We probably will lose a representative and maybe a senator. And so when you look at that, that's very disheartening. And so when they draw those lines, it's going to be extremely important the way the lines are drawn. And so I really want to at least have a, you know, have a say in some of the way the lines are drawn. And we don't have direct say, but we do have they listen to what we say, and they listen to constituents. And in the initial planning, they kind of listen to everybody to begin with, and then they kind of make their own decisions. But I think that's something that's extremely important for our district. And so I'm hoping that we can get some things on the move this year, this coming year, so that the next year when they have, and that's not this coming election, which would be next year, but the next time that there is one, that we will have the least amount of challenges because we have less representation.